From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Traders from India signed contracts to import a record 100,000 tons of soy oil from the U.S. Reuters says India made the buy because of limited supplies from drought-hit South America during a time when the price of rival palm oil is at record high levels. The increased purchases from the U.S. are expected to support U.S. soy oil prices, which are 20% higher this year and close to their highest point in 10 years. If you've ever wondered who is buying up U.S. farmland, you're not alone. Typically, according to agrimarketing.com, farmers buy 70 to 80% of the good farmland that comes up for sale in the Grain Belt states. Local and out-of-area investors buy another 20% of the farmland that is sold, leaving a small percentage purchased by others, including institutions and corporate buyers in states where it's allowed. The American preference for fresh foods year-round will drive a $100 billion increase in food and ag imports in the years ahead. USDA economists tell Agriculture.com as soon as 2023, the U.S. would begin running ever larger deficits in agricultural trade, despite exports that are forecast to be the highest ever this year. They forecast imports to rise by an average of 6% a year, far faster than the 0.8% a year increase in exports for the past decade. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.